Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We have an hour together, so if you'd like to call. This has been kind of the Joy Appreciation Day, hasn't it? We kind of like this a lot. It's not a requirement that you call up and say that you like me. But it's kind of nice when it happens. Alrighty, on this day in history, we finally have a reasonable day in history. Nat Turner leads black slaves and frees blacks in a rebellion in 1831. It's kind of a bloody rebellion. 1883, an F5 tornado strikes Rochester, Minnesota, leading to the creation of the Mayo Clinic. Did you know that?
I did not know that that's how the Mayo Clinic was.
In 1883.
I knew it started back in the 19th century, but I just didn't know that it was a tornado that basically kind of kick-started getting it opened up.
Yeah, it caused 37 deaths, 200 injuries, and was the impetus for the creation of the Mayo Clinic. Two other tornadoes struck the area. One was an F4 tornado. One of a family of tornadoes that killed four people near Dodge Center, 15 miles west of Rochester, and an F2 tornado devastated Elgin, 10 miles northeast of Rochester.
Yep. Hmm.
So, and I just saw, I think there's a hurricane season that's now officially begun.
Yeah. It goes till, what, November?
Oh, I think at least, yeah.
Yeah.
The city of Rochester didn't have a place to treat the injured from this tornado. There are only three hospitals in the state of Minnesota outside of the Twin Cities, and none were near Rochester. A dance hall was transformed into a temporary emergency room. Doctors William Mayo and his two sons, William and Charles, took care of caring for the patients. Mother Mary Alfred Moas of the Sisters of St. Francis helped care for the patients as well. After this disaster, the Mayo family and the Sisters of St. Francis realized the need of a hospital in Rochester. They banded together to form St. Mary's Hospital, which ultimately led to the creation of the Mayo Clinic and the Tornado Guild, a group dedicated to protecting all Minnesotans from the ravages of the swirling winds.
And the rest is history with the Mayo Clinic. Yeah. It's
as world famous.
As good as advertised.
I know there is an auxiliary to the Mayo Clinic in New Jersey someplace. The only reason I know it is I was going someplace in New Jersey along the road, and it says Mayo Clinic, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
On 1888, the first successful adding machine was patented by William Seward Burroughs, hence the Burroughs adding machine. All these cool things. In 1897, Oldsmobile, a brand of American automobiles, was founded. I think the guy's name was Olds, wasn't it?
I think so.
I think that's true. I vaguely, Ransom E. Olds, do not mess with me. When it comes to trivia, I'm your girl. Right? Did you know that Oldsmobile was actually Olds?
Mm-mm. I did not know that.
I told you, stick with me when it comes to trivia. Things stick in my mind. All right, 1911, the Mona Lisa is stolen by a Louvre employee. Oops.
Whoopsie.
1959, Dwight D. Eisenhower signs an executive order proclaiming Hawaii the 50th state.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii's admission is currently commemorated by Hawaii Admission Day.
Although I always thought Alaska was the 50th state.
Apparently not.
Yeah, but I guess
49.
Hawaii.
Yeah. Right. 1961, Motown releases what it would be the first number one hit, Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes. Please Mr. Postman, I know that one. 1993, NASA loses contact with a Mars Observer spacecraft. Another whoops. So this is kind of a whoopsie day, but also kind of a landmark for Mayo Clinic, Burroughs. I mean, three brand name products. Mayo Clinic, Burroughs Adding Machine, and Oldsmobile. I suppose in Hawaii. There we go. And Motown. We could call it Motown as well. So pretty significant day in history. All right, so... we mentioned, I just mentioned Black Lives Matter announces protest to disrupt the Minnesota State Fair. And you're going to be working there, yeah?
Yeah, at my other radio job in the Twin Cities, we're going to be broadcasting at the State Fair pretty much every day of the State Fair. And I have a Sunday morning show that I produce. And we're going to be out there both Sundays of the State Fair. State Fair in Minnesota is 10 days. It's going to go, I think it's the last Thursday of August.
It actually
all the way,
doesn't.
All the way till Labor Day.
It actually doesn't say what day. It just says starting at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
this
year it's going to start on the 27th, and it always every year it always runs till Labor Day. So
okay.
Yeah, so it's boy, here we go.
Well, they're protesting the fair and the St. Paul police shootings. And interestingly enough, we mentioned that this is Nat Turner Day. The guy who's organizing the protest is named Rashad Turner. I assume he has no particular relationship, but
as long as it's peaceful. I mean, that's
yeah.
You know, that's protesting has obviously been a huge thing with everything that's been going on all over the country over the last year, and as long as they can keep it peaceful, because there's
I agree with you.
The State Fair in Minnesota, there's a lot of people there every year. A lot.
Well, yeah, State Fairs, absolutely.
Yeah.
It says, I see them serving cheese curds or mini donuts, but they're not having that opportunity to be there as a black-owned business or as a minority-owned business. They're having a black fair. They're having disrupt the drive into the fair, ending at the fair gates. I hope they understand we're tired of being killed. We're tired of injustices. Every ethnic group is represented at the fair. I do know we have people from every neighborhood from all over that own and operate concessions. Every ethnic group, every religion, every gender, you name it, they're all here. It's a competitive process to become a vendor, but that race has nothing to do with it. He then pointed out the short online application. It's incredibly easy to register for space. You don't have to come to the fair. You can do it online. Anybody can do it. It's half a page. He said they invited Black Lives Matter group to apply to operate a booth. He said, I mean, if that's in addition to shutting down the fair, I'll be there. I'll man the booth myself.
Yeah.
Our plans are to stay out of the fair, but if we're met with any resistance or threatened resistance, we'll meet them with the same resistance. Oh, I don't know why he has to start that.
Well, see, that.
I mean, I do know, but it's.
Goes back to what I was saying. Just please just keep it peaceful.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, it's just. You know, and I'm not just saying that because I'm going to be there, you know,
during
the fair, but it's just. You just don't want it to get too out of hand and out of control where people start getting...
Well, the point is that the protest is the American way. I mean, I think we all protest everything. It's, you know, the American way to complain about everything we can. And I I'm not being facetious. I think it is our right. It's what makes us a strong country.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between protesting and being violent.
Yeah.
And people get hurt when there's violence. And it doesn't really help. I don't think it helps anybody's cause. I mean, if we're saying I want a chance to be a businessman, what does that have to do with whacking somebody?
Right.
And it's going to be hot, and there are going to be a lot of people there and a lot of kids there. And I think it's a great opportunity to show our kids how we can be heard and not hurt.
Right, yeah.
And let's
Because I'm all for protesting.
I am too.
If you want to, you know, speak on something that you believe in and you want to share your thoughts with people, I mean, by all means, it's the way this country is. I mean, people should be able to do that. But the moment it starts getting violent and people start getting hurt, that's when it gets scary.
Well, as I said, heard, not hurt.
Yep,
and exactly. I think that this is an opportunity. And so, listen, if I were anywhere near, I'd come to the fair. Right? Say, can't we all just get along?
And it is a great fair. I mean,
I love state fairs.
I don't know if you'd probably be mortified by all the greasy fat
food.
I
know.
But it's I should email you a list of some of
the food.
Oh God, it's incredible. I mean, it's stuff that's so bad for you, but it's so good.
Well, and I think I've shared it before. I was a judge at the San Jose State Fair chili cook-off.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, in the heat of 120 degrees, eating chili. One of the memorable experiences of my life. 855-993. Can you say burp? Don't even go there, folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help whenever you need anything. All you have to do is call. And again, if you write down the phone number, which is 855-99-DR-JOY or 855-993-7569. Even if you're, as Ari pointed out, if you're in Japan, phone number works. You may have to add some digits ahead of time, and it may not be toll-free from Japan, although I don't know. With cell phones, I think people who travel a lot have all sorts of international calling plans and whatever. I just sort of learned when I went to Israel, someone said, yeah, you'll come back with a $1,000 phone bill, so I just turned my phone. I think I put it on airplane mode or something like that. I don't know. I'm a little off technology these days, having been hacked. So I'm just sort of, nobody can get anything from me. And somebody called up, and I couldn't hear them very well, and I thought, it's bogus. My level of paranoia has gone up a little bit, but it'll go back down again. I mean, you know, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. All right, speaking not of paranoia, how about an email here?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Email is from Sharon, and Sharon says, "Hi, Dr. Joy, I appreciate any help you can give us. I have a 21-year-old female employee in my retail clothing business that has an older male admirer that continues to come in wanting to give her money and ask her out. He is married and with and has children. She has been very sweet to him as she turns him down, not wanting to offend or be rude to him. It is becoming very annoying, though. He also makes inappropriate comments to her and us. He goes after young girls in other businesses as well. Just looking for a nice but effective way to let him know she is off limits and that we do not appreciate his comments. We hate to lose him as a customer or crush him, and surely there is a way of telling him. The other employees get upset with him and want to just tell him off. They would tell him if they had the right attitude and words. I'm not always here when he comes in, but would talk to him if I have the right words. Can you help us out?"
Okay, I don't think the issue is the right words exactly, because I think anybody who is a married man who's trying to seduce a 21-year-old and give her money is not, I mean, I don't think there are any words that are going to be very appropriate, but I just made sure that somebody else works, you know, waits on him. And if you're there, you can just make sure when he comes in that she decides to go in the back room instantly or find another customer, and you just tell everybody there that that she doesn't have to wait him on anymore. I don't know how she feels. The other question that you probably need to inquire about is how she feels about him. If she is ambivalent, you know, thinks, well, it's kind of fun, or he's giving me money, hopefully she's not taking money from him, you've got another issue. But you can point out that's you're not her mom and you're not her, you know, her confessor, so that she wants to have a relationship with him, she can have it outside the store. But let's assume, and you can say that, and then just make sure that somebody else waits on him whenever he comes over. And they get to wait on him by being not only stupid, cheerful, but effusive. So coming up, "Oh, we're so glad you came in. You're one of our favorite customers. I can show you this." It would be helpful to know what kind of store it is. But still, talk with her first and say, if this is okay with you, then you need to tell him that it's compromising your competence at work, and so you just assume that he had someone else wait on him. Number one, if she wants to see him outside the store. So either way, she is kind of the linchpin to say, "Look, you're getting me in trouble with, you know, I don't want to get," she don't have to say getting in trouble, that "I don't want to get in trouble with anybody here. So I'm just going to let somebody else wait on you." And then everybody else gets to wait on him, and, "Oh, we're so glad you're here. Let me show you this." But especially within the store, you can control that to a certain extent. What happens outside the store is really between the two of them. And she's 21, as you point out. So, yeah, I mean, and what you can point out is that everybody else is on commission. I mean, you can say whatever words you want, but gee, we're so, you know, that you're my customer. One of the other women could sort of go up and be, I'm not suggesting that she should necessarily be flirtatious, but say, "Listen, let me help you out. You know, I can show you." And everybody else in the store making a big fuss over him and wanting to wait on him will keep him away from her and also keep him as a customer. So I don't think the words to say, "Look, you're a married man, you know, stop being a chicken hawk," is going to work very well. First of all, anything that you can say subtly, he's going to ignore. I mean, he's not a subtle man. And anything that you say that's insulting, you're going to lose him as a customer. So don't say anything. Just make sure that other people work on him. Or wait on him, I suppose, and work on him as well. And be, instead of being in any way insulting or reading him the riot act, do exactly the opposite. Just be charming, and "We're so glad you're here, and let me show you what's here." And he'll like the attention and hopefully walk away from her. But she's got to be on board with this, so you have to talk with her about it first. Okay? All righty. So there's some kind of upsetting news in the news today. It turns out that they're saying that Caitlyn Jenner is very likely going to be charged with manslaughter in the fatal accident, which is, I guess we'll hear more about that.
That kind of got forgotten about. I
got swept under the count.
With
yeah.
everything
yeah.
going on with her transition.
Yeah,
and
yeah, but it looks
ESPN
like that's
thing and everything.
Yeah. Not going to go away.
Yeah.
That we didn't carry. The story came out earlier this week that Jared Fogle has actually been arrested and
yep.
charged
he's,
with
he's pleading,
child pornography.
He's pleading guilty.
It turns. Yeah. Yeah. Which he didn't for a while. I mean, he was saying, no, you know, it was not him and whatever. Of course, I don't know if you get caught in that situation. I don't know. Once you're caught, it seems to me that the tendency would be to just sort of fess up, but maybe not. Maybe figure if you've gotten away with it this long, why not tough it out a little bit longer? Okay. Apparently somebody recorded his conversation. This is kind of a sign of the times, which is alarming. That Regal Cinemas is now, which is the world's, the state's largest, I'm sorry, an ad just came on. The world's, state's largest movie chain is going to start checking bags. Although, you know, I go to screenings, and so they check bags anyway. So this isn't particularly new for me, and I assume that, apparently what they're looking for is they don't assume that critics are terrorists. They assume that we're recording things to sell on the street. Which
well,
is
there's also that deal too, where you know they don't like for people to bring in like outside food and stuff too into the theater. So you,
I guess that's true.
They can
yeah.
check it for that too, but
they're saying ensure the safety of our guests and employees. Backpacks and bags of any kind are subject to inspection prior to admission. This can cause inconvenience, not without flaws. Hope these are minor in comparison to increased safety. It's unclear whether a new policy will come with a ticket price hike. They're saying in a Florida location, Local 6, this is a new corporate security policy. So my guess is once they have it in one theater, they're probably going to have it in all of them. The problem is whether or not it's really going to solve anything. But, again, this one seems to me a little bit of window dressing. As I said, I find it much less upsetting than many, just because, as I said, I'm in a movie theater probably at least 3 to 4 nights a week, maybe more than that. And they check bags, and they check, but they're looking for cell phones. And the idea that somehow critics are the ones that are recording the hijacked films is ridiculous. It's coming out of, you know, L.A., goes directly to China, it's on the street before we could probably see them. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You have something you want me to take care of? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. Good morning. It's morning here anyway in Tacoma. I went to a Regal Theater the other day, and they asked to search my bag, and I always take in snacks and water because that's the way you really save money. And they told me that they were only searching for, they said, oh, we don't care if you have snacks or anything. It's just, you know, something more serious. So I don't know whether that was representative of the whole company policy, but that's what this guy told me.
Well, that's really helpful, yeah, because I have noticed that more, it used to be in the old days you had to kind of sneak stuff in if you were going to bring food in. And
I remember as a kid when, you know, my mom would take me and my sister to the movies, we would sneak in stuff because she would always say, well, you know, we can't, they can't, you know, they don't like when people bring in outside food and that sort of thing. So
yeah, and people bring in popcorn. They're bringing their own popcorn. Yeah. And there was a sign in the theaters this week that said, wow, you know, for Minions, a special deal, you get a Coke and a soda and something. It was $20.
I'm oh, my gosh.
$20 yeah. bucks for one kid for a snack? I mean,
wow.
Geez Louise. So,
and I go to the movies on Tuesdays, it's $5. And so if you spend $8 for popcorn and pop or something, you're not saving. But can I just add one more trivia thing since you're into trivia?
Absolutely, of course.
About a month ago or so, you were talking about Chipotle, and you were saying Chipotle. And it's the T is before the L.
Say it again.
Chipotle.
Oh, say it again. I'm because my mind is putting the T in the wrong place. Chipotle?
Yes, Chipotle. It's not polte. It's Chipotle.
Chipotle. Okay.
It's kind of like the non-natural way of them being, but it's a, you know, like Native American kind of a word.
I think Chipotle. You are probably the only person in America who says it correctly.
Well, I'm just real picky about English.
No, no. I wasn't bad mouthing you. I was saying this is good.
No, no.
Because, yeah. Manny, you say it. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah, but you weren't going to say it right before then.
No, that's all. That's how I've always said it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
swear
I'm the only
God, that's
doofus
I've always
here.
Said it.
Maybe it's a New York thing. I don't know. Chipotle.
I'm more amazed, right. Lynn. I'm more amazed that you referred to soda as pop because I thought we only did that in Minnesota. Here in Minnesota, I thought we were the only ones who still called it pop. So.
I don't know. They do here. I'm from this area, and I don't know where they do it. Sometimes I'll say soda, but
soda tends to be East Coast. Soda is East Coast. Pop is Middle America, and I'm trying to remember what they call it in California because it's neither. I'll think of it, but. I mean, it's one of those things that you can tell where someone's from by how they refer to soda.
I literally thought, like, people in Minnesota, I thought we were the only ones who actually still called it pop, so it's nice to
know.
It's
really
to know that
America.
Other people are still calling it.
Well, and there's also Hoagie and Subway is one of those ones. I mean, now people call them subs because of Subway, but it was subs and a Hoagie. Hoagie was in Denver. We never called them subs.
Or Hero. Yeah, someplace.
Yeah, Hero, exactly.
Pop.
There you go.
Soda pop might be California.
I think that's exactly what it is, which is sort of a combination,
lovely.
Right?
It's lovely to be retired and have time for chat.
Yeah, to sort of correct my, it's not even English, correct my Spanish. What's the derivation?
I think it's a native, like a Mexican native.
I would have thought, I think it's Aztec or something.
Something like that. That's what I believe. Because it's not really like a Latin-derived thing, I don't think.
So, oh, no, I don't think it is at all. All right,
it's a local thing.
Let's see.
It just bothered me, and so I just wanted, since you were talking about, you're the queen of trivia.
Well, I am, and mispronunciation, so there we go. Let's see if it has a, it's a come from the Nahuatl word meaning smoked chili. Is a smoke-dried jalapeno.
Oh, okay.
So now where is... I mispronounced it. It's a Nahuatl. So now we have to figure out where
Nahuatl... You have to Google
that, too. Exactly. Nahuatl. Let's see if I can remember to spell it well enough. Nahuatl.
Write it down.
N-A-U... I can't believe I'm doing this. A-T-L. Which has got to be, I mean, like, quite... It's got to be Mexican or Aztec. Let's see.
Yeah.
Is Aztec... Ha! Okay, I redeemed... I just redeemed part of my trivial status, right?
That was a good intuition.
I got Aztec, yeah. It's part of the Yuzno-Aztecian language family.
Okay.
Spoken in 1.5 million people in Mexico. All right, so...
You're still the queen.
Well, you know, the princess, maybe. Maybe a lady-in-waiting. I'm willing to kind of be... demoted a little bit for mispronouncing it, but there we go. Language of the Aztecs. Because it had a glottal stop in it. See, there we go. All right, Lynn, go find something important to do. Go have some guacamole. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joy. And Matt, is it Matt?
And
thank you.
Manny.
Oh, thank you, Manny. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So the Aztec was a little bit redeeming, don't you think?
Sure. Yeah.
I mispronounce everything. And it's part of my having grown up in different parts of the world where they pronounce different vowels. I would be a little safer to say I was mispronouncing this because of a vowel, except that it's a consonant. So there we go. But it is at the end. Maybe not. All right, so we've got 100-year-old people. Two people have been married to each other for 75 years.
Hmm.
How cool.
Yeah, very
cool. They met when they were 22 at church. She played the organ. He was in the choir. They have two kids, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. They live in Charleston. They enjoyed cake and sang What a Wonderful World. They said, stay true to each other, be honest with each other, and enjoy each other. Be happy with each other every day of your life. They unfortunately didn't recognize each other. No, I'm lying. That was not true. One of my favorite stories was was Walter, who was one of my callers, who invited me to his 99th birthday party, and which I was too short a notice, or I actually would have gone. And we would call him every year on his birthday after that, and he lived to be 106. He'd outlived four wives, and he said the secret to his longevity was said he had a glass of bourbon or something before breakfast. I mean, it was one of those sort of pieces of advice that you didn't know if it was true, but it was so charming you didn't care. There you go. Illinois has enacted a gay conversion therapy ban for young people. I mean, that was really Spanish Inquisition kind of tactics, not. And speaking, the IRS is getting pressured to crack down on TV evangelists following John Oliver's segment. Armour, Under Armour, the clothing manufacturer, is suing everybody who's using the name Armour. So they said that apparently Armour has got some T-shirts that had skulls and crossbones on it. So a guy who is a football champion and Bible quoter has started his own brand of clothing that's called Inspirational Apparel, Scriptural Inspired Armor and Glory. It turns out that Armor is now suing him. Under Armour is suing him, demanded the small Maryland company change its name or face all-out legal war.
Wow.
I mean, Under Armour is such a big deal. I mean, it seems like bullying tactics almost.
Yeah.
They said they've only printed a few hundred shirts. I printed more than that of Stupid and Cheerful. A trademark infringement lawsuit filed in Maryland. And they said the same thing I did. David versus Goliath battle in the fringes of American athletic wear and cast an unflattering spotlight on how fiercely the Baltimore-based giant intends to guard its brand and fight its way to the top.
Oh, why are they picking on the little guy?
Exactly. It says
fair.
I know. It's exposed how messy protecting a trademark can get, because you know what they've done. They have just publicized the Maryland company. Now people are going to go and buy those T-shirts just because these guys are being bullying. They said it's trademark bullying its finest. I'm a little kid in the group, and they're trying to kick dirt on my new shoes. Well, he's smart. He said he's quoting scriptures, Ephesians 6:11, when God gave this name to me, I never thought once about those guys wouldn't even spell it like them. And they talk about the full armor of God, and they don't spell it the same way, because the guys from Maryland don't have a U in it. Under Armour, the mega brand whose Protect This House slogan and army of star athletes helped it sell more than $3 billion last year, is likely to cause confusion, mistake, and deception as to the company's connection, which would dilute the distinctiveness and further damage and irreparably injure Under Armour's brand.
Oh, goodness. Folks,
come on. Back off.
Leave them alone.
They're sending, they have to pay Armour's attorneys $100,000. Oh, dear. Come on, folks. They said they have a chip on their shoulder. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, I just wanted to finish up a little bit on this armor story because it's not quite as black and white as it seemed. Basically, this is a small company that started in 1996. Guy started literally in his grandmother's basement. They spend, so that's what, a 10-year-old company, not much more than that, no, 20-year-old company. They spend millions of dollars in advertising, including sponsored athletes like Tom Brady. They said it's a take no prisoners approach helped the company win Advertiser Age Award for Marketer of the Year. They said we have a chip on our shoulder, and that chip doesn't go away because there's not a finish line. It turns out that that they have a bunch of they said they have a bunch of trademarks, including Armor Chill, Armor Storm, Armor Loft, Offshore Armor, Baby Armor, and it has trademarks for virtually everything in the sport, including camouflage vests, football girdles. I don't even know what a football girdle is. Do I want to know? Lacrosse sticks, mouthpiece lanyards, rain trousers, snowboard mittens, and toiletry kits. What would a football girdle mean? Just something that I guess you wear underneath your football uniform.
I guess something to maybe to protect the ribs, I would think.
Yeah, or your back, maybe.
Yeah.
He said that this is not an uncommon issue. Basically, they sued Body Armor, a sports drink company, Salt Armor, a Florida fishing apparel firm, and Ass Armor, maker of shock-absorbing snowboarding shorts. They actually have also sued Nike, saying the big swooshes, social media motivations like "I will sweat while they sleep," copied Under Armour's "I will what I want" campaign. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Oh, goodness.
The case was eventually settled under undisclosed terms. It says it's also been on the other side. Last year, Adidas sued Under Armour for infringing on its fitness technology patents. Man, they said that Armour sued Skechers, claiming the shoemaker's commercial slavishly copies Under Armour's ad because of its similarity in lit close-up images of athletes in cavernous warehouses taking on rigorous physical workouts such as climbing a pegboard, whipping heavy ropes, boxing, and jumping hurdles. Man, the wars, huh? Armour and Glory is an incredibly small target. He says he wants Armour and Glory to become a global brand. It's made less than $100,000in the last 2 years, which is 0.0003% of Under Armour's sales just last year. The company's online store sells $20 shorts, $25 shirts designed for a core Christian audience with slogans like "Be spiritually attractive and put on God's armor and receive His glory." We're babies. We're in the infant stage. It's about building a movement to celebrate the power of God. It's not even a big financial thing right now. It's about winning the souls. Well, they're going to have to deal with their legal department, I guess. They've hosted youth football camps and life skills boot camps, which Under Armour said in its suit were too similar to its own football events. Armour and Glory was adding to the confusion for consumers by linking its apparel with sports stars. Minnesota Vikings, Manny, pay attention, running back Adrian Peterson can be seen wearing the company's branded compression tees.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I did know that. I've seen him. Seen him sport those.
They said Under Armour has pledged no end to its litigation. Apparently, they don't mind being the bullies. Continued use of the mark will not go unchallenged, an expensive and time-consuming legal battle. The company on Sunday launched a crowdfunding campaign, Armour and Glory did, to help support its legal defense. It had raised $100 by yesterday. So why not just change their name, which would occur to me. I mean, they've got all this free publicity. He said, it's a matter of principle and a matter of faith. It was inspired by God. Turn our backs now would be like we were being disobedient. I don't know. Spelling? I don't know. Demand for the brand has increased dramatically since the cease and desist letters began, which is what occurred to me. I mean, I think that it's one of the things, you know what's going to happen, is that they're going to have an out-of-court settlement. And
that's usually how it ends anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And, look, big companies, I mean, that's one of the issues, is that people make a big fuss hoping for a settlement, for an out-of-court settlement, which is a very expensive thing to do. And it's not a terribly, I don't know. I suppose the world of commerce has always been war. I mean, that's been the issue that, what was I reading about Japan that said that business is always war? And I guess those of us who are not business people sort of view it kind of askance. But I suppose that and you could argue that not only is business war, but war is business. And so it maybe is not so far-fetched. I don't know. I thank goodness I don't. I mean, my only foray into the world of commerce was Stupid and Cheerful hats and T-shirts, of which I still have a whole bunch. In case anybody wants them, I started donating them to people. It's not my thing. Being an entrepreneur is just sort of not you know, not who I am, not what I sort of did. But it's better than, listen, if you live in Portland, it doesn't say if it's Oregon or Portland, Maine. They're going to open a brand new bridge, which is $135 million. It's from Oregon. It's for pedestrians, bikes, and public transit. Well, that seems to me kind of a, it is a beautiful bridge. You can walk it, bike it, take light rail, a bus, or a streetcar. You just can't drive across the Tillicum Crossing Bridge. It's the first new bridge to be built over the Willamette River since 1973. It opens next month. A fresh way to cross from downtown to Points East. Nation's longest multimodal non-vehicle bridge. A shining example of a new way of building bridges to connect shifting urban neighborhoods. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at it right now.
That's
very nice.
It's built by the region's public transit agency. And it connects its $1.49 billion Orange Line light rail extension across the river.
Wow.
It lacked the existing road infrastructure to accommodate a new vehicle-heavy bridge. Thus, the idea of a big no-car bridge was born. It doesn't need to accommodate 4 or 6 lanes of vehicle traffic. It offers up a completely different look. Comes in at a narrow 75.5 feet wide, includes 2 14-foot-wide pedestrian bicycle paths. And it is gorgeous. What a good idea. People seem to adore the aesthetics of it, the art, the architectural lighting, and how well it fits the site. It has a 3-year process to embrace the city of bridges to determine what bridge type would work here. It fits the environment.
Well, I would imagine it would help with just from a traffic standpoint, too, because it's giving, I mean, at least just for the length of that bridge, it's allowing for, you know, a train or light rail to have its own kind of path, I guess.
Because
we've got light rails here in the Twin Cities, and
They're using the regular streets.
Yeah, they're using the regular streets, so that really affects traffic and everything. So
it really is beautiful. It says it stands 180 feet tall, requires 3.5 miles of cables to run continuously through the pylon saddle instead of terminating in each pylon. The geometrical shape puts a stress on concrete construction. Building a slender bridge without soaring towers result in tight tolerances for loading the concrete. 78 cast-in-place bridge segments, each with an exacting 577-page construction manual. So not easy, but gorgeous. There you go. You go American Technology. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
My name is Dale, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.